Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fire and Ice Show, where we have those hard-to-talk-about conversations, such as sexual assault and domestic violence, how to deal with life after life has dealt with you. Here in this safe space, it's all about our journey towards emotional healing. Now, here's your co-host, number one best-selling author Jay, and healing and transformation expert coach Laura Shea, both affectionately known as Fire and Ice.
Hello,
hello, hi everybody.
Oh, how we've missed you.
Every single week
we miss you all. Man, yes. So how have you been, Ice? How's your week?
Oh, well, it has been a blessing. I celebrated my 40th birthday Sunday.
Ooh, so what a thought.
I'm feeling 40 and fabulous. I'm feeling really, really good. Yes. How are you?
Fabulous.
How are you? What's going on with you? How's everything been with you?
I'm good. Everything is on the up and up, and it's just amazing. Yes.
Yes. Life is great.
Life is good, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, no complaints right now. Catch me in about another week or so. I know.
It's all going to be good, and we're so excited to be with everyone today to have another great conversation surrounding domestic violence, sexual assault, and emotional healing. And
yes.
So it's always great prior to get together and talk about these issues and talk about these concerns and talk about things that are on people's mind, but they may not really know how to verbalize it. And then, you know, really share some great information. I think that's what we've been focusing on the past couple of weeks, is sharing
great content.
Great content. It's not just getting together and, you know, just chit-chatting, which we love to do. We like to chit-chat.
We do, but, you know, we like to give out good information and resources and tips and everything else. We don't want to leave you high and dry. Which brings me to our show today, which is about, it's a, you guys, like, put your seatbelt on, right? Because this is a three-part series, and we're actually doing part one today. Because a lot of people feel like abuse is just physical. So we're actually doing a three-part show, and today, part one, we're talking about the non-physical violence. Mm-hmm. And the first part we're going to talk about is emotional and mental.
Yeah. And we really want to share with our audience that signs that you can see when you maybe perhaps or someone that you know may be in a relationship and they're being abused. And the word abuse, you know what, Shay, this is what throws people off a lot, is because when they think of abuse, they think, like you said earlier, they think it's someone that's being punched or some type of physical violence. But you can be in a marriage, and I know I posted this on Facebook a couple of months ago, and it really shook people up, because I said that you can be in a marriage and your partner commits infidelity, and that is a type of abuse. And so a lot of people didn't agree with that.
A lot of people were, I remember reading that. It was like, oh, how can you back that up? Give me some, I seen that. I was like,
And I love being challenged, because one, I'm a researcher. And so before I say something publicly, you best believe that I did that research on it. And so, And what I love now is our show is really going to address that, because when you learn and when you study about other ways of abuse, when you study about other ways of domestic violence, you learn these things. These things come to light. And so, you know, people have done a whole bunch of research and posted a whole bunch of statistics and things like that to back up what we say. And so infidelity, one thing, let's go way back to the beginning. Let's define what domestic violence is. And I'm not going to give you, the verbatim word. I'm going to give you Jamie's version of it. Domestic violence is really not about physical touching. It's not about that. It's really about power and control. That is what domestic violence, that is what abuse is. It's simply about gaining power and gaining control over someone else. And then the J version of it is, the end part of that is, because you have lost power and you have lost control. And so on your quest to find that regaining of the power and control, you look for victims. Whether you intentionally do it or not, you're looking for a way to gain power and control. And so that can lead you into being an abusive person.
Oh, wow.
And so our show is to talk about that. Yeah. Our show today, what Shay and I are going to do is talk really, like Shay said, this is a three-part series. And really, there are more ways than what we're going to talk about that involve abuse. But we're going to focus on specific ones, mainly the ones that is like swept under the carpet, swept under the rug.
Ooh,
like we're pulling back.
I was thinking
we're pulling it back, right? Yeah. We're pulling back that rug. That's what we do. Don't we like the ruffle feathers a little bit?
We do. But it's in a good way, because knowledge is power. And when you know better,
absolutely,
you do better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. So let's jump right into the emotional and mental, right?
Yeah.
Did you look it up? I know I looked it up.
I did. You know I had to.
I know, right? Because I
what
was
did
like,
you find?
Okay, what I found from Joy Foundation, joyfulfoundation.com, go in there and they talk about emotional and mental abuse, and it's a form of abuse, but it is categorized by a person exposing another person to a behavior that can result into anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and those types of things.
Do you know what you just said though, Shay? You just listed those things: anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress. All of those things are mental illnesses.
Yes.
So
that's why it's emotional and mental.
So if I'm abused emotionally, that develops into a mental illness.
It can. It doesn't always. It depends on how the person internalized things, but it can. It can.
So there's a connection between what happens to us and how we respond to it.
Correct.
That could go towards mental illness. And mental illness is one of those taboo topics. It's one of those conversations where, again, just like rape culture, we talked about rape culture before, but mental illness also has this culture, this societal culture, that something's wrong with you if you have a mental illness. It's kind of like shone upon, you know what I'm saying?
People don't. I think we should do a show on that later. That down.
You know I'm writing it, girl. But how society treats those who are labeled with a mental illness is a shame. It's just like how they treat victims who have been sexually assaulted. It's a shame. Victim blaming, and we talked about that as well. But it's sounds to me that there is some type of connection between being abused and mental illness. And so if you want to be healed from the mental illness, Yeah.
You have to address the abuse.
You have to address the abuse.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of form of emotional abuse comes in, like, threatening, bullying, harsh criticism. People go, oh, it's criticism. But it's the way you deliver
harsh.
A message.
Yes.
You
like
know,
belittling someone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Humiliating, manipulating, shaming, intimidation. Those are things for emotional abuse that in turn can cause mental illnesses and abuse on a person. So
now,
that's
Shay,
why it's important for us to have
emotional abuse
coping mechanism.
Yeah. Okay. Say that last part.
Emotional
again.
Abuse. Oh, I said that's why it's important for us to learn and have healthy coping mechanisms and positivity in our life.
Mm-hmm.
But what you gonna say, Ice? What were you gonna say?
I was gonna ask a question about emotional abuse. It seems like it just happens between a man and a woman. What about same sex relationships? Is it just heterosexual?
Oh no, it's heterosexual,
is it just
homosexual, is mother child. Child to child, friend.
Child to child. Ooh,
yes.
Let's not skip over that one. Let's go back to that one. That's a good one.
She said, let's skip over that one.
Yeah, that was good. You know, because I never really thought about it. You know, you think about domestic violence, and, you know, all of the books say that domestic violence is really between an intimate partner, but domestic violence is really, it's between family members, it's between
any
someone
type of
who
relationship
is any type of relationship. Absolutely. That's what domestic violence, it can occur between any type of relationship, regardless of what that relationship is. It can become abusive. It's a domestic situation. So you mentioned that from child to child, like siblings?
It can be siblings. It can be friends. You know, people that you encounter with on a day-to-day basis. You know, that's why we have bullying in school, and that's why the suicidal rates between the ages of 9 and 18 are, like, skyrocket because of bullying, you know, and that comes from emotional. Most bullying isn't done in today's world, society, with the children because they are the techno generation, the social media generation. It's not done physically. It's done emotionally and humiliating and posting up crazy pictures or saying you this and saying you doing that. And once it's on social media, it ain't going away. So child to child is very important when it comes to point out for emotional abuse. A lot of our kids are killing themselves over emotional abuse, not physical, emotional. And you know what the dangerous part about emotional abuse with child to child? It's internal, so sometimes you don't even see it because it's not like a black eye. It's not like a handprint around a neck. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not
yeah.
like those type of signs that you see on your face or you know, or things like that. It's internal. So most of the time you don't see it until it's not too late, but it's in a dangerous place.
Right. Yeah. And children oftentimes internalize a lot. So sometimes they don't know how to articulate it depending on the age that they're in. But sometimes, even in a teen world, they internalize it and they keep it to themselves because they just don't really know how to communicate what's happening to them. Or they don't they can't really equate like what's happening to me, I'm being abused. And so, and a lot of adults are like that as well. Particularly women. I read a stat. I know you're going to love this, Shay. I know you're going to love this. I'm actually switching roles right now. But I read, because normally people, you know, Shay gives all of the stats on the show and she knows everything. But I read something that stuck with me and it said, in regards to domestic violence, it says 95% of victims are women. And over 50% of all women who experience physical violence, it says 50% of all women will experience physical violence in an intimate relationship.
Mm,
like, that one got me. Yes.
That is
50% will experience physical violence in an intimate relationship. And for 24 to 30% of those women, the battering will be regular and ongoing.
Mm, that's extremely high. I don't know about
you. I don't like that number.
Me either. No. But that's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
That is why we
that's
do
exactly
what
why we do.
Do
what we do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we want those numbers to decrease and eventually eliminate. Because it makes no sense to me. But I think it goes back to like this emotional abuse thing that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The abuser is trying to gain power and control, which means the victim, the abused, is the one that has lost power and has lost control. And so you and I, we work very much on trying to build the self-esteem of our fellow women. And so women in particular, because we saw the stats that domestic violence happened mostly, the majority, with women being abused
mm-hmm.
by a man. And so there's no wonder we have these little teenage girls that barely wear any clothes, that flaunt around and show all of their bodies, but they don't respect their bodies. They have low self-esteem. Am I saying that they're calling men to abuse them? No, that's not what I'm saying. Listen very carefully to what I'm saying right now. I'm talking about their self-worth. Their self-esteem is extremely low. And that's why they parade around. And you can see on social media, they have all of these websites, ratchetness.com and all these things where women and little girls, particularly in their 20s, portray themselves with not a lot of respect, self-respect.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, they're doing all this profanity and they're flaunting around it and they're laughing when their little 1 or 2 year old says profane words. And,
oh my God.
You know, they think that it's funny and they think it's funny
yeah.
that, you know, a little kid can walk up to them and punch them in the eye and they go to laughing. Guess what you're promoting? Violence.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're saying it with your mouth, you're saying it with your actions. And so we want to change that culture. We want to change how little girls, that's why you see now a lot of programs are being developed and created to help teen girls empower themselves to be great.
But we can't forget about our fellas too now.
We can't forget about them. Yes.
You know, because with the way society is going and things like that, like they need more nurturing now than ever. And I feel like a lot of, and I say us, not meaning me and you particularly or people we may know, I'm just saying us as a whole, the older generation, we can't give up on them. You know what I mean? Because the generation before us didn't give up on us. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So we can't give up on them. You know, we got to keep going. And that's why you said, you know, the programs with girls and, you know, programs with men and stepping up.
Steve Harvey,
Oh, man, I love
Steve
the
Harvey
program
just,
that he does on his ranch every year.
Teen boys, That's
you know, and
excellent.
It's phenomenal, right?
Yeah.
And so the other relationships, right,
mm-hmm.
that happens, we did child to child. We talked about parent to child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think we got into friends. I don't know if
friends,
like adulthood friends, not childhood, adult relationships, like me and you friends.
We about to get into it. Yes.
Did you know that?
My best friend could be an emotional abuser towards me. How is that, Shane?
I am so glad you asked.
25 years of a relationship. What do you mean she's abusive? She's not abusive. That's my best friend. She tells me the truth.
Yes, how she delivers that truth. That's probably what makes her an emotional abuser. And honestly, she probably don't even know she's doing it because the most of us, what do we say? I'm telling you out of love. It comes from a good place.
It may
come from a good place. It may be out of love, but it still does not negate the fact that you hurt my feelings and you are more sensitive than me.
Or it could come from a place of jealousy. And jealousy sometimes is hidden. And I remember posting on Facebook maybe yesterday or so when someone asked me, what's the difference between jealousy and being envious? Because I, Jay, you guys, I'm very guilty of being jealous of someone and then also being envious of someone. And so the difference, as I explained, is that jealousy is kind of like, I kind of want what they want. Like, why do they have to have such a good life and my life sucks? You know, those are just thoughts, right, that are going around our mind. But then envy comes in when I try to take what they have and make it as
mine. That's good.
Or I try to destroy what they have because I don't have it. So a relationship, in a friend, in a best friend relationship, say we're best friends and you're married and I'm not married, but I'm envious of your marriage. So I'm going to start dropping little hints that's going to cause a little strife between you and your partner.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I was about to go into some signs that you probably can recognize.
Yeah.
And you brought up some good points. You drop little hints, or it's not even a hint. You drop little shade, as we call it today.
Yeah.
And it makes you, you know, feel, you know, some type of way, right? So
one of the
things is when a friend is emotionally abusing you, I see it right here. You can go to outofthefogemotionalabuse.com. I'll post it in our Facebook group.
Let's post it in the group. Yeah.
I will, and one of the things is called, it says, complain about how badly the person treats him or her. So meaning your best friend be like, your husband be treating you bad.
Yeah.
Your husband
like, why he talk to you like that?
Why? Mm-hmm. Yeah, girl, if that was
girl, you ain't got to take that. Girl, how many times have I heard
I would, X, Y, Z, you know?
Yeah.
You know, or this is one right here goes to a intimate relationship, and you guys, I was stunned by this because it really caused me to look at myself and my relationship with my wife. The silent treatment.
I would not
talk to you if you made me mad.
Wait, so is that a form of power and control?
Yes. And I didn't realize, like, that really stung me. I was like, whoa. Like, I had to go and apologize. Because I do that. But I didn't see, in my mind, I wasn't doing it for power and control. So I thought, when I go back and I dig down deep, I was doing it because if I say something, it might not be nice. So what do we say? Mama always told me, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing nice at all. Don't say nothing at all.
Right.
So that's what I wasn't realizing that I am hurt. I'm not talking to you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And that goes for friends as well, because when your best friend makes you mad, what happened? Y'all don't talk for a couple of months.
Right.
You know, that's the silent treatment.
Power and
you
control.
You know, power and control.
There's different levels of this whole power and control things. There's different levels of abuse. It's important, one, that you understand when you're crossing that line to being abusive and when someone has crossed that line with you. And so we're not saying cut everybody off and don't talk to anybody. That's not our message here. Our message is to recognize, be aware, and then how can you have an emotionally healthy relationship? I mean, that's the sign, is you, now that you're aware. And then there's a thing called psychological abuse, which is a little deeper than emotional abuse. It's defined here. And I'm on, you know, we'll post this in the group as well for everyone who don't know, but I'm on womenslaw.org website where they list out all the different types of abuse that are non-physical abuse that can occur within a relationship. And so psychological abuse, you know, the reason why Shay and I decided to call the segment emotional and mental, because there is a difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked about the emotional side for the first couple of minutes, and now we want to transition over to the psychological abuse, because that also occurs within relationships, with, you know, whether it's friends, family, school, work, whatever. The psychological abuse is causing fear by being intimidating, threatening to physically harm someone or someone in your family, destruction of property or pets, and here's a really good one: stalking or cyber stalking you. All of those are different types of being psychologically abused, which again goes into the whole power and control element of domestic violence.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Okay, Ice, with your permission, you got, because we are a team, I know someone who did a great interview on how she was in a relationship that turned, and the guy turned into a stalker for years, and it, like,
ruined
her life for years. She did an interview. So with your permission, could I post that on the page? Okay.
Absolutely. I would love to hear that.
And her story is amazing, because what I love about it is that she talks about the psychological part. She talks about the damage it put on her and her family and her kids, and then her mom and dad. It talks about her encounter with the law and how the justice system works. Like, she really broke it down in every aspect. It's amazing. I was just stunned, because like you said, you know, people don't think stalking is a don't look at
formal
it as
abuse.
An abuse, a formal of abuse, but it is, because it deals with all different types of emotions: anger, scared. It can have you develop a mental illness, which could be post-traumatic stress. It could be what's the word I'm looking for? When you're, all right, come on, people, brain work, like, unfreeze. I really can't think of the word right now. Like, it's really on my tongue, and it does not want to come out. When you
take your time.
What is the word, people? It's the word. It's right there.
Explain it.
I got my eyes closed, you guys.
Explain it.
When you paranoid, boom.
Yeah.
It can cause you to develop paranoia.
Oh my God, yes.
Or you're being paranoid about everything, and you're constantly watching your back, which can then turn into anxiety. So now you're having anxiety about things, and having anxiety attacks, and it's an amazing interview.
And this is part where we talk about how the brain works. Another thing, another effect of psychological abuse when we talk about mental illness is it can cause you to develop multiple personalities, because what you're doing is running away from your reality. And so the brain can create another life that causes you to pull out of reality. I know someone that happened to, as a matter of fact. I know someone very close where they developed an imagination that went way beyond their reality. And and began in that reality, that imagination became their new reality for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so psychological abuse, which is a lot deeper than emotional abuse, because what that person that has power and control over you, what they're doing is they're playing mind games with you, and they're making you doubt that you're sane. And so when you begin to doubt your own sanity, you don't know what is reality and what is not anymore, because you question everything that you see. Like, am I really here? Is this really real? Is this really happening to me? Like, I feel like I'm losing my mind. And I've said that. That has come out of my mouth a couple of times.
Me
like,
too.
Especially when I was in that really, really dark place and all I felt was pain. I kept saying to myself, like, this can't be real. Like, is this for real? Is this really happening to me? I feel like I'm losing my mind. And so you can get to the place where you lose all sense of reality and slip into this world that is really tough to come back from. Yeah.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. I know y'all like, what in the world? Yes, people, I mean, it did that good. Like,
it's kind of like we went into the twilight zone a little bit, but I mean, the point is that there are so many effects to this abuse thing that people often overlook. And so if it happens over time, and it's subtle, sometimes it's subtle and sometimes you don't even recognize it. And sometimes it's like way in your face. The most of the times it's way in your face is if it's physical abuse. And so anybody can recognize that. Anybody can kind of deal and handle that. But when you talk about the things of the heart, when you talk about things of the mind, when you talk about things of your feelings and your emotions, those things are kind of subtle. And it creeps upon you, and it can happen over time. And then by the time that you recognize that it's happened, the damage is done. And so you spend a considerable amount of time undoing the damage that has been done to you for years. Because you never really recognized it. It became your normal.
This is
normal to be, you know, for him to walk in the door and say, you know, call me all kinds of names and tell me that I'm stupid and tell me that I'm ignorant and tell me that I'll never be nobody. You know, these things happen over time. And though you hear them, you begin to believe them, and that becomes your reality and that becomes your normal.
That's good. I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that we have to do is we have to learn to assess our situation and learn to take accountable action for what's going on, right?
I think it's just important, one, that you're aware of what's going on in the relationship and what part you play in it. Are you on the side of the abuser, or are you on the side of the abusive, or are both of you, are two people in a relationship, both of you are abusive? Oh, we haven't talked about that one. Because you're so used to fighting that in that relationship, all you do is fight both one another. I have an example for you if you want to know a relationship that's abusive, and that's Ray Rice and his now wife.
Yes.
They both fight one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it was easy for her to say, I do, after the incident happened and became public. Because when he first hit her in the elevator, and maybe you guys don't know the story, we can post it, it's online. But when he first hit her in the elevator, they were engaged. When it became public, they were married. And they went to counseling.
It wasn't nothing new about the
It wasn't new at all. It wasn't new at all. As a matter of fact, how he looked in, I mean, we have all our assumptions based on the video, but the fact is they were engaged during that particular incident. We do know that was not the first incident, and it may not be the last, but they both were fighting one another. And so you can be in a relationship when there are two abusive partners. Oh, this is going to really shake it up right there, Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to really shake it up.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave that for another topic. Because, honey, we don't have enough time. We're getting to the end of the part of the show.
Yes, that we don't like. It's coming
that
to an end.
We really don't. Yeah, and it's just not fair.
But this is the type of stuff that this is the type of the conversations that we love to have. If you would like to continue this conversation, I am more than welcome to continue the conversation with you. You can contact us. Shay, why don't you tell them how they can contact us? I've been talking for a while. Let me take a sip of my coffee.
Sip of the coffee. Yay.
Yeah.
So you can contact us on our Facebook page, Fire and Ice, The Fire and Ice Show on Facebook. Go to the search box, type it in, boom. You can send us a message or you can post on our page, as well as you can contact us through email, just in case social media isn't really your thing when it comes to contacting people. You can email us at thefireandiceshow@gmail.com. We love to hear from you guys. We love feedback. We love to have personable, intimate conversation with you all. And, you know, we cannot do this show without you guys. We do this for you guys. It is set up, everything we do is set up with you in mind, because we understand that our mission is not for ourselves.
Yeah.
It's for every listening ear that hears this show to know that you are not alone. We love you, and we're here to support you in whatever it is. And you may not be able to be your voice right now, but we hope that throughout listening to us that you come into your voice. Right now we're your voice, but we pray and hope that you come into your voice and you grab hold with us and attach to us to help the next person.
Yeah, and just like every show, we don't want to leave you hanging with just giving you this knowledge and giving you this content about, you know, what is emotional abuse, what is psychological abuse. But if you found, if something we've said resonates with you and you find yourself in an abusive relationship, then there's help out there for you. And so there's a National Domestic Violence Hotline. It is completely free. It is open 24/7. It is anonymous, and it is 100% confidential. And so you have a resource that's available to you where you can call and get help. And that number, I'll also leave it in our Facebook page. That number is 1-800-799-7233. Again, that number is 1-800-799-7233. You can call that number at any time. It's confidential, it's anonymous, but it's also a resource for you, and they can help you plan a safety plan, individualized just for you where you are at this moment. Okay, so it's not something that you have to, you know, you don't have to call that line and they're going to say, well, you need to leave that relationship and you need to do that. That is not what we do. What we
not
do
at
is
all.
Encourage you to show you what resources are available to you and what it is that you want to do. We help you think through those things. And it's a safe space for you just to share. Just like if you call Shay or myself, we're not here to judge or criticize you or tell you what to do. We are only here as a platform for you to have a conversation, for you to talk about whatever it is that you're feeling, whatever it is that you're going through. That's why we're here. No judgment zone. Right, Shay?
That is absolutely correct. And know that it's all confidential, as she said, and that your best interest that we have in our heart, not our own. And so we appreciate you all. We love you all.
Yeah.
Can't wait to talk to you all next week. Well, actually during the week, right? Because this is not the only time we talk to y'all. Join us on Wednesday for our Think About It, our Think About It questions. It's just update. Yeah. We want to hear from you guys, right?
Yeah.
Wednesdays is our article day. Thursday is our recap day, is our Think About It question day. And Friday is our recap. So we're going to see you throughout the week.
Yes, we like to continue the conversation. We love to continue the conversation. You know, as a matter of fact, the whole theme of the week would be whatever we're discussing on the radio show. And so we try to reach out to you throughout the rest of the week so that you would know that this conversation isn't just two-way. It's just me and Shay giving our opinion. But but it really
Thank
is.
Thank you for pointing that out. Yes.
Yeah, right. It's not our opinion.
Yeah, some people feel like, well, what makes you an expert? And it's not like what makes me an expert. It's not that. It's like, yeah, it's my opinion, it's my research, and it's our personal experience that we've dealt with in the past and have
right.
overcome that allow us to be on this platform.
Right, right. Exactly. Exactly. So in saying all of that, we hope to continue this conversation with you throughout the rest of the week. If you have any questions, please feel free to post them in the Facebook group. We would love to communicate with you. We would love to have you even on a show if you like to do that. So
that'd be awesome. Yay.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah. So we love you guys. And until next week.
Peace.
See ya. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.